Welcome back, Wild One. It's day five of the Wild Ways Week on Wildly Intentional. This is a seven-day journey to help you discover how you're wired to unlearn, rebuild, and live on purpose. And today, we meet the rooted seeker. If you've ever felt out of step with the modern world, like your soul was whispering, slow down, come home, remember, you might be a rooted seeker. This one's for the ones craving sacred rhythm. The ones who feel the moon more than the metrics. The ones who long to live in tune with something older, slower, and more true. You are not behind. You're aligned with a different pace. And that's not a weakness. That's wisdom. If you haven't taken the quiz yet, hit pause and take it at wildlyintentional.com. It'll help you find your wild way. The rooted seeker lives at the crossroads of depth and groundedness. They long for rhythms that feel ancient and whole. The name speaks to their dual desire, to plant deeply in the soil of something meaningful, while also reaching out, seeking truth, beauty, and connection beyond the noise. They crave a life that feels sacred, cyclical, and slow. Something more like a garden and less like a treadmill. Rooted seekers don't chase quick fixes. They tend legacies. They listen deeply. And they're often the ones others come to for soul-level steadiness. Rooted seekers often show up during big life transitions. Birth, death, deconstruction, burnout, moves, a shift. They may span across all age groups, but they share a common hunger for depth over performance. They tend to be nature connected, spiritually curious, often outside of traditional religions, drawn to ancient rhythms, seasonal living, and storytelling. Rooted seekers carry ancestral memory in their bones, even if they don't know the names. They're rebuilding their life around soul deep slowness. Like Brittany, who said reading her quiz result made her cry. Not because it told her something new, but because it named what she already knew deep down. She's planting herbs again, journaling again, living by the moon again. Before we dive into what's possible, let's get honest about what's hard. These are the friction points, the places that might feel familiar if this is your wild way. Feeling out of place in hustle culture, grief for what was lost, in themselves, their culture, or even their lineage. Isolation, especially if their rhythms differ from friends and family. Disconnection from their own body or nature in daily life. If you've ever felt that tension, it's probably because something in you knows what could be, what you're wired for. This is what that part of you is reaching for. Ritual and rhythm, not just routines. Connection to land, story, ancestry, source. Slowness that nourishes, doesn't numb. A blueprint that feels like belonging, not optimization. And when that longing is honored, when this wild way is actually lived, something powerful happens. The rooted seeker transforms when they stop trying to catch up to a world they were never built for. When they return to the earth, when they choose rhythm over rush, when they remember they don't need to be seen by many, they just need to be known deeply by a few. They begin to walk through life as a ceremony, not a checklist, and that changes everything for them. You might be a rooted seeker if you track the moon or seasonal shifts without even thinking about it. You felt lonely in busy spaces and peaceful in the woods. You light candles. You crave meaning more than momentum. You long for a life that feels like prayer, even if you don't call it that. So before I wrap, I want to leave you with a reflection. I want you to take a breath. See what rises for you. What ancestral, seasonal, or sacred rhythm have you been longing to return to? And if this is resonating, you're not alone. I think you'll love my End of the Known series, focused on legacy, story, nature, and spiritual rhythms. Episode 11 is saying yes to a slow summer. I released it on the summer solstice and offered rituals and seasonal reset ideas. And episode 5 is about the land I live on, and it's called Land Healing and Hidden Stories, what one family's tragedy taught me about living with the land. And my Wildfire Roundtable series offers short, small, sacred stories to connect you with those you love. If you want to take this even deeper, I've created a growing library of tools designed for your type. You can find them at wildlyintentional.com/tools. And I'm adding more soon, so check back or hop on the list to stay in the loop. Thanks for listening to day 5 of Wild Ways Week. Be sure to follow the show so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. We're diving into the creative builder. And if you haven't yet, take the Wild Way quiz and discover which of the 5 types feels like home, plus tools, episode recommendations, and resources to go deeper. And if you already know your Wild Way, text this episode to a friend. Start a conversation. You don't have to catch up. You don't have to earn your worth through speed. You get to build a life in rhythm with the earth, your body, your soul. If you're feeling the pull to slow down and go deeper, this is your confirmation, and you are not alone. Until tomorrow, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.